As Scott City heads to Hugoton to face the Eagles to open up district play for Scott City. And we'll talk to with a couple of seniors here, starting off here with senior Blake Luna, who's making his debut on the show. Welcome aboard. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good deal. And, of course, your senior year of football, and I just understood that you're new to Scott City. So how's it, the transition been for you in being on the football team this year?
Oh, it's been really good. The team is fantastic. It's just been a pleasure to be on in Scott City and just be on a wonderful team.
Hey, you told me that before we went on here that you played a six-man football before. So did the when you first stepped on the field here this year, did it feel like it was a little crowded out there with 11 guys?
Oh, yeah. my nerves are through the roof. But it's nothing new. Football is football. I'm excited for it. And, yeah.
All right. And what positions do you play?
I play split end and inside linebacker.
All right. And, you know, learning these positions and playing 11-man football, what's been the biggest learning curve for you this year?
Just go out and tackle someone. That's my biggest one. And just learn the plays.
How fun has this season been?
Oh, really fun. I enjoyed it, and I still enjoy it still.
All right. What's been probably the favorite part of the season so far?
Gosh, that is a good question. I would say just cheering on the team and just starting off football practice, breaking down, and just – in general, bringing that energy to the team.
All right. Well, of course, the season's going way too fast here, and you got a few more games left here. What would you like to see from yourself as you move closer toward the end of the year?
Just basically to stay positive, and just keep my head on straight.
All right, and on a swivel out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, but hopefully things work out for you still, and glad to be you're part of the team here, Blake, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you the rest of the season. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Blake Luna joining us here, and now we talk with another senior, and he's been on a few times before, but I know he's it's exciting for him because it's his senior year, and he's back out. Aiden Preston, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And so far, I know you did not play football your sophomore or junior year, came out the senior year. Are you glad about the decision?
Yeah, I'm having a good time, and I probably shouldn't have taken those years off.
All right. What's been maybe from your freshman to senior year, what's probably been the biggest change for you with the football?
Just not being like the bottom of the ladder, you know, just like being up at the top and having like bringing more energy to the team.
Yeah, and you're a little bit bigger from when you were a freshman, right?
Yeah, not getting knocked around as much.
All right, yeah, you get to deliver some of those to the youngsters in practice, right?
Yep.
All right. But, no, you play, I think, split end and also defensive back as well. And what are some things that you're working on to continue to improve and also help the team out on?
I play corner, so I'm just, like, trying to do my best to keep the ball from getting too far down the field and just keeping us in the game.
All right. And, you know, it's been a fast senior season for you already, but what's been your favorite game so far this year?
My favorite game would have to be that's a good question. I'd say our second game of the season.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a good job moving the ball down the field, but and energy was high up in the on the sidelines too.
Yeah, you know, and that's a big thing that some people don't realize. You got to keep that energy going on the sidelines, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, and what's the one thing that you want to take away the most from as you do go through the rest of the season?
Just to stay positive and help any way that I can and be an asset to the team.
Well, you're going to put on the road jersey Friday night. It's just the second time this year. Do you remember what it looks like?
Nope, not too well.
All right. Well, I know it's going to be white, so I know that for sure. But it is senior Aiden Preston joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Aiden Preston joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we're going to get the headset on Coach Jim Turner. The Beavers with a big win, 30-0 over a pretty good TMP Marion team. And then he'll focus our attention here to an undefeated Hugoton team coming up here this Friday night down in Hugoton. Well, Coach, a great win for your team last week. I know it started off a little slow, but you guys did a good job, I thought, really, of wearing down TMP as the game went on. And how did you feel like that your team came out and played against a pretty stout Monarch squad?
Yeah, pretty happy overall. But first off, you know, these two guys, being seniors, you know, Aiden played as a freshman, didn't come out the next 2 years. Blake just moved in here, you know. I mean, they are a huge part of our team. I mean, you know, when we run offense, we got two defenses, one on each side. We're just back and forth. And without those guys out there, we're not very good. You know, Aiden's also a backup corner for us. Blake, he kind of is jack of all trades. You know, he's everywhere on the field, you know, on the scout team playing all kinds of positions. You know, we got him in a couple games when we were ahead, Simron, and then some linebacker at the very end. You know, I think we had 12 guys on the field a couple plays, but officials didn't call anything, just trying to get some guys out there. But, you know, they're both hard workers and do a great job for us on scout team stuff. And when they get in, they sure enjoy getting out on the field. And they're, you know, you can't beat guys like that. No. You know, talking about keeping up on the sideline, you know, during the game. I mean, everybody has a place on our team, and everybody's important to us.
Yeah, and then last week, yeah, TMP, that's a pretty good challenge for your team. They do some things a little bit differently. They're very big up front there, and, you know, it's probably going to be some of the bigger opponents up front that you'll see for the rest of this year.
Yeah, they're big. They got 260 and 280 at the tackles, and, you know, they can play. They're good players. They're not just big bodies in there. You know, so they create some issues with some of the stuff we really like to run, so we have to get a little creative. And, you know, once again, we kind of hurt ourselves with some penalties here and there and different things. But as we moved along, we got a lot better, a lot quicker than we did against Millwood, you know. So that was good to see. We will see, you know, Holcomb's going to have some big boys up front too. So it's good to see those kind of kids.
And what was kind of the biggest takeaway from last Friday's game with TMP?
Oh, just the steps of improvement. You know, the defense got a little better in a lot of areas. Which is good because we're going to see the power game and also trying to get off the edge this week with Hugoton. So, you know, we did a great job of stretching things out when they tried to run wide as far as TMP, and we did a good job in the middle too. We lost a quarterback a couple times inside on some decent runs. But other than that, we defended pretty well, so it was a nice improvement there. We still have yet to see our inside backers in a game trust the reads and just go like we see them at practice. If they ever put it together, you know, we're going to really be stiff on defense. So, you know, offensively, we saw some more good things and made some checks and some improvements in some areas. One right off the bat with our base pass, you know, when we got Cam finally, you know, we're gonna fake that 34 dive, 34 base, and we're reading the outside linebacker as we're faking that handoff, and he did a really nice job. One of our first passes hitting Colin around the flats, and that makes our base work better too. So,
are you liking this? Are you liking what you see? Maybe with the depth and building that up a little bit, both on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, you know, we got a few kids out in that junior class that didn't play as sophomores, got them back out. You know, we were really deep at the guard, and then all of a sudden we get a concussion in a JV game, and then we get a concussion in a varsity game, and, you know, and then we got a hip flexor issue with one guard, and we get a little knee banged up with the other. So our four deep at the two guard positions went to one, and we're shuffling people around. And luckily, by Thursday, we got the starters back and tried to just strictly keep them on offense last week. So, you know, but, yeah, we got our guys back. You know, Ryan Lotta is backup guard and center. Had a big hit against Millwood, but actually took him out too. And then Reed Felker got a concussion in the JV game, and he's also a backup center for us and can play the guard position. So, you know, and then Trey Ryan kind of boogered up his shoulder a little bit on Friday, but it turned out they had a scan, everything's good, so he's been practicing all week, so he's another one of our guards. So, you know, we're coming to a position we feel like we're really deep at, and all of a sudden 1 week we're not. But
yeah. Well, you begin district player. The other four teams of the district, of course, had their district openers last week. Hugoton comes in undefeated, and this will be just their second home game of the year on Friday night as you guys head down there. First time, I think, 5 years Scott City's played down at Hugoton, but I know they've been dealing with some big injuries with their quarterback. I don't know if he'll be back or not, but the Martin kid, a senior, he's pretty talented athlete, but they still have a pretty good backfield with their sophomore quarterback and senior running back.
Yeah, they look good. We trade rosters and starters, and mm-hmm. he's not going to start, but I assume he'll probably play mm-hmm. as far as the Martin kid. Yeah, but their sophomore quarterback's got some speed, runs the ball really nice. They're a run-heavy team. Their tailback, Hager kid, he's a tough runner. You know, mm-hmm. he's not great big, but he runs tough. He runs strong, and he's got some speed to go with it. So we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage like we did last Friday. I mean, we control the line, we take their base away, and then force them to go to the edge, which I think we've been playing really well too. So we need to limit what they want to do and make them do some stuff they don't really want to do. So I think we did that last year after the first quarter. So, you know, we need to do it from the start.
All right. Well, hopefully things go pretty good there, and it's always good to get that district game, that first district game under your belt, and you're going to get that opportunity coming up here Friday night at Hugoton. I can't believe it's already the second half of the regular season.
Yeah, only negative thing, I got to get on a bus. We've kind of got spoiled playing at home here 3 weeks in a row. So.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Jim Turner joining me here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you later on this week.
Thanks, Adam.